well, welcome back to another episode of Elastic Conversations, where we're going to sit up here and we're going to heal and we're going to laugh and we're going to joke, we're going to play. Some of us may cry, but we're definitely going to...
Don't mess up your
You're going to cry today?
Don't mess up your
Not today. Not today. I won't today.
You might. I'm here for you.
And if it is, because it is raining outside, you guys.
It is gloomy. It makes me happy.
It is raining outside.
But today, what we're going to get into that may make us cry is, when is it time to bow out of relationships? Not only relationships, but a job, too. You know what I'm saying?
Or just bowing out, period.
Out of period. Anything. Any situation. Let's just say bowing out of a situation that it's time to leave. It's expired. You're no longer getting fed. You're no longer rising. You're no longer growing.
Getting fulfilled.
Ooh, I love it.
Happy.
So what would you, what would y'all say would be the...
I want to hear yours.
I know when it's time to bow out. My energy starts getting real agitated. I start getting moody. I start getting short with people. I start not feeling the environment. I start really start like self-sabotaging myself and sabotaging everything else. Just so I can leave, because I don't want to be the one that says, okay, it's over. I want somebody else to do it. So when I'm sabotaging, somebody will be like, okay, I'm done. I'm like, yes, they did
but
it
But that was
me.
Your goal the whole time.
The whole time.
The saboteur.
That's what it is. The self-sabotaging queen, okay? But that might be based on lack of communication, you know?
So do you try to work it out, or you just know?
Mm-mm. Forget that. It's time to go.
Okay, so when your energy mm-hmm. is messed up, what does that mean, when your energy? Like, what does that entail?
I feel as though I'm either stunted in my growth. I'm not growing anymore. I'm not...
Like mentally?
Mentally, physically, spiritually. I'm not connecting with the people around me or the environment. I'm no longer happy seeing that person or going to that job or going to that church. I have an example. I knew when it was time for me to leave churches and go into another church home, because every time I would go to church, I felt as though I was being distracted. You know, it was pastors sleeping with people, women having babies with deacons. And that environment was like, I thought we were supposed to be praising God. So I knew at that time it was time for me to bow out, find another church home. I just wasn't feeling it. My spirit, my spidey senses were tingling. I knew it
Your
was time
what?
To go.
Her spidey senses. Spider-Man. Oh, okay.
It's really the Holy Ghost and the discernment, but you know, everybody not on that level.
So right, spidey senses.
Okay. So that's when I know it's time to bow out. You can feel it. You can feel it. You feel so uneasy. You don't want to go there. You don't want to see that person. It's just...
So is that an initial feeling, or is that something
over time? Not at
all.
That's when I know. It could be 2 years, 10 years, 20 years. I don't know. But when I start getting that feeling about a situation, a job, I left jobs because I didn't feel good about the environment. I didn't feel good about how it was making me feel. I wasn't progressing anymore. I wasn't growing anymore.
So it wasn't an initial instinct. It was something over time.
Always over time.
How long does it, like, is there a span of time that you normally give yourself to where you'd be like, I'm going to sit in it for a little bit?
Well, I'm still in my relationship for 17 years. So we keeping it real, like
we are keeping it real, girl.
So,
keep it real.
So I know that, how it be.
So okay, so there was times that you felt like it was time to leave your relationship that you're in now.
I have thought that way, and that's why we've have broken up before. Like Keisha said, on again, off again. Like her relationship, that's how mine is.
Uh huh.
But not necessarily. I think it's been off maybe twice. It has. It's been off, like where I feel.
How long was it off? Never mind. Don't even worry about it.
I need to worry about it. He made you married. Go back to work.
I made him married.
Yes, baby. Like,
all I really want
is to be happy.
Hey. Start a love and life.
All right.
You could be happy.
Why are you? Oh.
Sorry.
Anywho,
I love Mary.
No. So there was times that you did leave in there. So when you saying when it's time to leave, you can always go back.
It depends on if I want to go back. See, my thing is that goes back to the self-sabotaging. When I feel as though it's time to leave, but I don't want to be the one to say it, I'll start sabotaging the whole work environment, the whole relationship, the whole church environment. And then I'll have that person get so far pushed to the edge that they end it off.
So what I'm hearing is that is your lack of communication.
That is very much so.
That is your lack of communication. Now, why do you feel like you cannot communicate, though?
Because I don't want to be the one to let go. I want somebody else to be like, oh, I don't think this is going to work. And they let go. I know it seems weird.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I've felt that before.
Yeah.
I've done it not knowing that I was doing it.
Right.
But I've done it before. And yeah. it feels like a clean break. It's it like, does. You know it's what I'm like saying? Like, you're at me.
Because yeah. you don't want it yeah. to be your fault. Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't want it
you
to
don't
be your
wanna, you don't want to be the bad guy.
And not the bad guy. I don't think you want to be own up to, you know, maybe your parts.
Yeah.
Maybe
and so how you know bad what I'm saying? Does it have to be for you to just say, I'm out. I'm not even going to sabotage nothing. I can't deal.
It's got to be pretty bad because I'm a Capricorn. I'm very loyal mm-hmm. to almost default to where it can almost become bad. Yeah, that you're loyal to stupidity. Yeah. So what about you, Keisha? When do you know when it's time to bow out? To let it go?
When I don't
have
care.
You.
Yes. Jobs, relationships.
You check out.
I check out.
That's me.
And when I don't care, because I'm very caring.
Oh. You've never shown you me are. That side.
Yes, I have.
You are.
Yes,
you I are.
Everybody
you,
says
you
I'm
actually
very
are.
Loving. I'm very nice. What? I'm very. But when I'm just like.
Did you say nice?
I am.
You've never been nice to deep, me.
Tell us a problem. Tell it can be where you're getting taken advantage of.
Are you trying to sabotage our relationship?
No. I am not. We're being truthful, right?
Yeah.
So, when I check out, I did that on jobs. I used to work for CPS. And, you
ooh,
know,
say no more.
That job can be very overwhelming.
Yeah,
and,
just snatching kids up.
And not even just snatching kids, just the things that are going on, that the expectations of you, of having to deal with, you know, your life and right. that job. Because that job is like a 24/7 job. Right. So when you know, and that's people's lives you're dealing with. So that's when I know it's like... And, you know, they say you have to have kind of like a wall up because mm-hmm. that job, you can't get enmeshed. You can't get emotionally involved because you will, you know.
Be on that crying like when you're talking
that
about.
That energy.
Yeah.
It sticks with you.
Yeah. And you don't, you know, when you have to kind of leave that there and go home and function, you know, be able to function. And so when I got to the point where it was like. Like, you know, for lack of better words, I don't care or whatever.
You stop caring about the cheering. Your caseload.
I mean, not really kids. Not really.
She wants to make sure she can go.
Oh, my God. Any kids that were removed from their homes.
Like, what did you say? Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Okay, don't cry for me, Argentina.
I know.
I get it.
Yeah, but I get it. When I just check out. Mentally, and
you better take that damn earring
yeah,
off.
Yeah, because baby,
she snatched it.
Come
too.
On,
it's time to go. You like yeah. when I and I think others know that because I will try and try because mm-hmm. I want to be able when I leave something I want to say that hey I've done everything I could do and if I'm leaving that
does that come from you being a perfectionist?
No, not really. I'm not a perfectionist.
Are you not?
I'm not. No,
you never seen yourself so. As a perfectionist.
Maybe I don't know you. He said all these qualities I don't know. He said you're nice. He said you're a perfectionist. Oh, where's my friend Keisha?
She's like, mean, you guys.
No, I'm not.
No,
she's
I'm just
not mean at all.
I've always looked at you and thought that maybe possibly you were a perfectionist.
Why?
That's interesting.
Just because you like everything aligned and in order.
That's called being spoiled and wanting things her way. That's not a perfectionist.
That's not called being spoiled. That's like structure. Yeah. Like, you know, that's not being spoiled. If you're spoiled, I think you got everything going every kind of way. Because you, not I said the cat. Not me. No. But my mom, you know, they one would say that I am spoiled.
You are.
But it's okay.
One would say.
I hate when people downplay the blessing that their parents place in their life.
Not
in
just,
the world. You are very spoiled.
How?
And we don't have enough time for this.
Yes, we do.
But
yes.
You know what?
Your parents, I don't even want to bring it up because I'm just, maybe it's a little bit of jealousy. Your parents will watch your kids. I ain't got nobody to watch my kids.
Well, wait a minute. Well, wait a minute because some would call it spoiled and it might not be spoiled. It's not spoiled. It's just how it is.
I just said I was jealous because nobody will watch my kids. That's all.
Oh, my God.
They will watch your kids. Some parents are at happy hour right now. Y'all better check it out.
Oh, my God. But no, back to you.
Okay.
Back to you. So you check out.
Yeah.
Have you ever checked out of a relationship? Was it major? What was the reasoning? What was the cornerstone to where you knew? You was like, oh, my God, it's time for me to bow the hell out.
In the same sense. Like,
You don't even care about the mistakes they make. You like usually want to talk about it, work it out.
No.
You're not even feeling it.
No, I'm not. And I've also, you know, and it's more easier. Like I get what you're saying when you don't want it to be like on you.
Right.
So it's easier. This is sad to say, if you check out on somebody that you really didn't care to be with anyway, it's easier to be like, But you know, if it's somebody pulling at your heartstrings, and you, it's more like, okay, well, let's see. Maybe we can work this out. It's harder to pull away from that. You kind of sabotage it, right, to make them
sabotage,
make them kind of be like, oh,
it's,
you know,
like
to
a
you.
Self-fulfilling prophecy. Like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there with them. I don't want to be at this job. So it's almost like you're feeding it into the universe to where it becomes for real.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, Juwan,
what about you, Juwan?
What about
me?
You?
How do you know when it's time to bow out?
I listen. I listen. I know when it's time to bow out for me because I check myself. Mm. I check myself and I start to see, am I liking the person that I am in this situation? How can I change the situation? For a job, for instance, I'll be there to the bitter end because I don't care what's happening to you on that job. I don't care what's happening to you on that job. It's mine. I come in there to do my job and that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But then when it becomes a place to where it's toxic for me or it's no longer fun, because we work almost about 75% of our lives, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And so for 75% of my life, I am not going to go into a job that I freaking hate. I'm not going to do it.
I can't.
I'm not going to do it. And I'm not going to go to a job to where it feels like you're controlling the hell out of me.
Okay,
so it got to be good money. If it's so, $100,000, you control me all day.
So I look at it and I mean, and it's not about that.
But then peace of mind is priceless. So I take that back. I retract
that. What about if you have somebody dependent on you?
I have to depend on myself. And I have to depend on myself first before anything. If anybody's going to depend on me, you got to look at that whole thing. When you're flying in a plane, they say, put your oxygen mask on first. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to work every single day and I am mentally being exhausted, then I'm not living to my full potential of my life.
And you can't be helpful to anyone
else. And I cannot be helpful to anyone else. That means that when I come home, then I'm already out there waking up and working in a place to where I'm trying to make it seem like I am actually okay here. Ooh. You know what I mean? Mm. And it's like, what am I trying to prove? What am I trying to hide? I don't have to do anything that I don't want to do. And so the thing is, it's like, for me, when it's time to leave, you got to step into that. Is it fear? You know what I'm saying? So that's when I step out, and there's no such thing as fear. I step out on faith. I didn't know it at the beginning, but it's like everything is going to fall in place. That's when I believe in like letting go of things. Sometimes you have to let go of things. And for me, one of the biggest things that I let go is I let go of a whole freaking life. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's not about relationships. So even if, and it can be a part of a relationship, you know what I mean? But how I see it is if I'm in a relationship and I've done the work and I'm doing the work on myself, because it takes two. Mm-hmm. It takes two. And sometimes you have to step outside of yourself and check yourself and be like, okay, why is it not working? It could be your freaking job. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you're at a job that you do not freaking care about, which means that you're not truly physically and emotionally and spiritually 100% possibly happy and enjoying your life to where you come home and an energy is forever freaking flowing. So that means that it's going to flow into pretty much the person that you're closer to.
And you know what else makes me know it's time to go and bow out, to tap onto what you're saying? Mm-hmm. Is when I start getting too complacent and stagnant in my growth. And it's like, I can feel God pushing me.
Right.
Telling me, oh no, this is not your place. This is not your journey. And these people are not supposed to be with you. So when I feel that push, it's almost like you said, I know in my head that it's time to go, but it's like, I'll keep working and working just so that the other person will say, I'm done.
But and
but
I've done it.
Job.
And I get
not
that.
Not in a job.
No.
I've worked out of a corporate office before, making good money.
But people
you're not
do
run
that.
Life.
But people do that because they're trying to keep up with some type of fashion. They're nervous of starting over. Maybe their job is a part of their identity, and it's not your identity, baby. It's just not. You know what I mean? So once you kind of, you got to weigh your options. You know what I'm saying? Like, weigh your freaking options. If you're in a relationship and it's not freaking working, people, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are in a relationship, they could be in there for security reasons, for financial reasons, because they don't have anywhere to go. Regardless of whatever it is, people are in that survival mode. And I did not want to be in a survival mode. I never want to be in that mode again because I don't have to. I do not
have to keep fighting.
Okay, so, I think that a lot of it is, to piggyback off what you said, that a lot of it is based off of fear. You're scared to let go because you fear how I'm gonna make ends meet, how I don't want to be alone, or different. You're fearful of different things like that. So how do you tell someone that hasn't reached the maturity level that you have, or that spiritual level, or that self-evolving level?
Okay, come on.
How do you tell someone that that's not where you are?
Well, I'm going to say it like this. The invoice is in the mail, you guys. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, so here's the thing. Check this out. You got to kind of look at yourself. Look at yourself and see who you are. Are you loving who you are? Are you liking who you are in this moment? You have a life. They have a life. Okay. Y'all brought those lives together. And yes, y'all can create another life. But my thing is that you have to be working on yourself and they have to be working on themselves so they can. Because sometimes there's things that you just cannot fix in another person.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So it might just be you. Go inside and realize, is this the life that I freaking want?
Does it make me happy?
Is it making me happy at this given moment?
Am I becoming the person that I want to be? Do I love who I am when I'm with this job, this person, this church?
And don't be. That's, and the thing is, there is no such thing as fear, you guys. There isn't. There's just false evidence appearing freaking fucking real. Mm-hmm. That's all that it is. There's no such thing of it. It's just sometimes you're standing on the edge and that fear, you just have to leap. And if you're in a situation, think about it. If you're in a relationship and you are communicating with your friends more than you are with the person that you're in a relationship with, then that means that there's a reason why you're not communicating with this person. You see what I'm saying? Never make yourself uncomfortable to make somebody else freaking comfortable.
Don't dim your light so that people feel better.
And then when you're not around that person, do you feel lighter?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you can become yourself in those moments?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? It's not about what they're doing and what they're not doing. It's not anything that they're freaking doing. It's about you. And you have to look at yourself. You have to go on the inside and start working on yourself and communicate with that person. Mm-hmm. And then once you start to change and communicate, if you're with the person that wants to see you grow, that is like literally wanting to see you grow, and you have set up some freaking boundaries, and those boundaries are met with hostility, or they're met with, I'm not trying to understand that. You changing on me? Well, hell freaking yeah, we changing. We grow every freaking day, you guys.
Mm-hmm. And that's a good thing.
So I'm never going to stay the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to constantly grow with myself, and just as well as I want you to grow with yourself. And if we are working on ourselves in this journey, then we'll never pass each other up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see it. So communicate with the person. Now, I know your opponent, people. Don't go on there talking crazy and get your forehead beat the hell in, okay?
Yeah,
you know, strategize, people.
You
know what I'm saying?
It is domestic violence month.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Bitch, I'm looking for tea. Don't lose yours because you can't get your shit together. You better learn how to deliver it.
Lord,
you know what I'm saying? Sometimes put it in a letter, put it in a song. If you can't communicate,
but
I mean,
my
no.
The thing is, the communication is awesome, but it's not about communication for me. It's about comprehension. I can talk to you all day and communicate to you, but if you're not comprehending or processing what I'm saying, or you are processing and becoming defensive, or you processing and thinking I'm calling you the bad guy, you're not going to understand what I'm trying to communicate to you. So that's when I'm like, Keisha, I will check out. I'm not going to keep repeating myself and saying what I need and how I need to be fulfilled. This
and
is
see,
at a job
and
or
see,
relationship.
That's what drives me mad, because let me tell you something. I'm not going to check out. That's when I check the fuck in.
Ooh!
I check in with myself.
He chose violence, y'all.
No.
He chooses violence.
And when I say I check in with myself, because baby, you only got one of these mugs. Mm-hmm. You only got one of these lives. Only
right.
One.
And it's not a rehearsal.
And for some reason, we grew up in a society where people say, oh my God, if you quit, you're never going
to
win. Sometimes people knowing when
out.
To quit,
yes,
knowing when to
life.
Quit and knowing when to bow out and knowing when to either respectfully bow out or disrespectfully bow out, choose yourself. Choose yourself and let go, because what you're holding on to is energy. You are trying to basically resurrect something that has already possibly completely been dead. You know what I mean? It's already been dead. Don't try to resurrect it.
And that comes move from on. Being in
resurrect
tune.
Yourself.
Yes.
That, resurrect that's yourself.
Right. That's my point.
I like that.
And what I'm saying, a lot of people are not in tune with their self.
Hello.
So that's just like if you go to church. Like a lot of people, young people, are not on the same level as older people where they're there to hear the word. Sometimes you have to bring people in with a good song to get them to where some people are already, I'm going to church for the word. So, but sometimes you have to get people there. So my question, how do you get people to that point? Because a lot of people don't, you know, they're not to that point where they feel like I gotta look at me. So now it's me, because a lot of stuff can be saved. A lot of lives can be saved if you looking at yourself and taking yourself out of a situation. Don't wait until it's too late or for somebody else to sabotage, you know, get out because you trying to sabotage. When is it okay for me to say, well, it's always okay for you to say, but that's in growth. It's always okay for you to say,
it's not working.
I'm bowing out.
But the thing is that we're doing it right now. People, if you're in a situation that you don't want to be in,
you don't have to be in it.
So you mean I could just leave my kids alone tomorrow? Because I don't
want
to be.
You could if you wanted to. You could if you wanted to. You definitely
can
could.
Can I bow out?
You could if you wanted to. Now there's repercussions.
You can do anything you want to do.
But I'm bowing out as a mother tonight, guys.
And she's bowing out.
Meet me at the bar.
But what I'm saying is that no, for real.
Y'all know I'm goofy. Meet me at the bar.
No, for real. You really can bow out if you want to, but you have to make the decision. It's up to you. When are you sick of your own damn shit?
That's like when it ain't gonna happen until you sick and tired of being sick and tired.
There you go.
Like, you know, and that's what I'm trying to get people to the point. You don't have to be sick and tired till you sick and tired. If you know something ain't right in your spirit.
Yeah. Pay attention that to your, you know what? I will tell you like that's this. Good. This is what I say. Okay. Pay attention to your life then. Pay attention to your life and how your life is going.
Be in tune.
When I say pay attention to your life, mm-hmm. when you get in your vehicle, do you put your shit in reverse before you put your seatbelt on?
I do.
Some people do.
I do.
Now, pay attention to your life. Are you losing your keys a lot? Are you misplacing things? You forgetting a lot of things? Pay attention to your life. When you get on the freeway, are you speeding? What the fuck are you going so fast for?
Maybe if you enjoy this shirt.
No, for real. I feel like this. If I'm enjoying, there's times when I get in there and I white knuckle at hoe. And I'm trying to figure out, what am I rushing for?
Yeah.
What am I rushing for? Like, life is going
to
be. No, for real. God damn it.
Bitch.
Bitch. No, for real. I be going for it, honey. Like, pushing it to the limits. But pay attention to your life. Have you gotten a ticket? Are you at work and it's very challenging? Do you feel exhausted? When you go to sleep at night, does it feel like an escape other than like peace? Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? When you wake up in the morning, are you excited? Check into yourself. See how you truly, truly feel with yourself. And you know what? And sometimes it's okay for you to grab a freaking pen and a paper and write down the pros and the cons. Write down how you feel.
I call it journaling.
If you want to, yes, do the freaking work on yourself, because it's a relationship. And like, it's a relationship with anything, even down to your friends.
Yes.
It's a relationship. And sometimes you just have to sit up there and you have to be honest with yourself and forgive yourself for allowing yourself to be like that. And so what I'm saying is pay attention to your life, because if you're always thinking, if that hint is there, like, oh my God, it's time for me to leave, then that means those thoughts, that's where your energy is going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then wherever your attention goes, energy is going to freaking flow.
And what you focus on is what going to.
And that's
going
to be your life. True. Because literally and truly, our thoughts are our life. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. And if you don't change the way that you think, and if you don't change the way you speak, and if you don't open up your mouth and say how you feel, then no one's going to know. If you have an envision for yourself and how your life is supposed to be, no one else is going to see it but you. No one else is going to see it but you. And if you can't verbalize it and communicate with it or bring it into a reality to where other people can understand it or where to your mate can understand it or your job or any situation that you're in, then you, it's your life. And it's your life. And which means that you are not the victim. Everybody has a victim story. Everybody has a victim story. And I don't care what has been done to you. Everybody has a victim freaking story. It doesn't have to stay that way.
You know, I want to put this disclaimer in here. Yeah. Nobody owes anybody shit. Uh-oh. You don't owe anybody anything.
I like this. This is for real.
It is for real because people think that they're entitled and that you owe them something. Mm-mm. Baby, do the work. Mm. And I promise you, once you do the work and realizing who you are, what makes you happy, if you're not any good for yourself, you're not going to be any good to anyone else.
And that's so, where you put into it is what you get out of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, you know, just know that don't nobody, if you're in a relationship, don't nobody owe you this because you've done this. So they need to change. If things are not working out how they're supposed to work out, if you're not happy in any kind of relationship.
If you're not happy, if you're not being, if you are not emotionally, like if they're not emotionally available.
Yeah.
To you, say something. And if you don't know how to say something, I'm telling you, get creative with your life. It's your freaking life. And like I tell people, it's your life. Every decision, every choice that you make, every moment that you sit in it, it's yours. It is yours. I refuse to have my life congested of anything else but peace, happiness, and joy. Mm-hmm. All I ever want, all I want is to be freaking happy. And that comes from within. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I want to see you happy too as well. But I want you to be working on yourself because when you came to me, you had a life. Where are you going with your life? My life is not going into a place to where it's trauma. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to take it to a place like that. I just can't. So you guys, like for real, do the freaking work and learn how to say no and learn how to say it's not for me and learn how to quit.
And learn how to be real with yourself.
Learn how to quit. And if you are chasing a life that doesn't freaking belong to you, you're going to get so many bumps along the way. And once you get it, you're not going to be able to enjoy it. I just feel like you're not going to be able to enjoy it. So honestly, feel what you feel, say what you feel, and mean what you say. And every decision that you make is your decision. And it doesn't matter what the other person thinks or feels about it. If you got to remove your freaking life from a situation, bye, bitch.
I mean, even on a lighter note, like even as far as when I had a new puppy and she was keeping me up at night, I was having to clean up shit. I was having to take it for a walk when it was raining and snowing. I knew right then and there it was time for me to buy off.
All of my alabaster skin friends, she didn't mean it, honey.
Oh, I meant to.
She
Peter.
Didn't mean it.
Peter.
She didn't mean it, honey. She didn't mean it. Baby, they will take you out. They will take you out about a fur baby.
And I'll take all the publicity because what I did with the puppy was I said, Lord, I appreciate you. I prayed for patience. And after I prayed for patience, the dog came into my life. And the dog needed so much attention. She needed doctors.
Do you know what? But you know what?
Guess what? I bowed out gracefully.
You ain't supposed to pray for patience because the Lord will put something in your life.
I want him to so I can learn how to work through it.
He did that dog.
And
that's what
and guess what?
That dog.
I learned how to work through it and I gave the dog away. So that way when I went to my job after the dog, I knew when it was time to leave and I gave the job away.
And
I
the dog.
I left my position. And the dog.
And the damn dog.
So God
was
teaching me, no, I love what I pray for because what I pray for, I got the discernment and I know where I need to be led to. So no, patience is what I really needed to because the dog was bigger than that. It was bigger than the dog. It was more like the dog, you got to cut it off. It was so parallel to the job I was working. The dog with all the shit, the job with all the shit, the dog.
You just had a shitty situation.
On both sides. And I said, guess what? I'm bowing out of the job and I'm bowing out of the dog. And the dog ended up in Clint Park at somebody else's house.
Clint Park.
Oh, that dog.
The dog. He never made it.
Is he on a stick?
He never made it.
He ended up leaving.
He never made it. You don't know where the dog at. The dog.
No, I see him all the time.
On the road.
Oh, he's still living? He's very much still living. And he's huge. And he still knows my scent and love me. But the job, I haven't went back to see if they still know my scent. But,
oh, wow. Okay.
I bowed out gracefully on the dog and the job. And I feel like God was teaching me. It was almost like a parallel effect of the dog and the job and how I needed to bow out not so gracefully, more disrespectfully, like Juwan.
Because sometimes you got to do it disrespectfully,
you gotta
people.
You got to do it.
But I think that was good. I enjoying it though.
It was a little deep. It was a little deep.
I don't know if it was so deep. I didn't smoke before I got
I think it was deep. No, because for real I'm very, you guys, listen out there. I don't know what camera this one. For real, listen out there, you guys. You have one of these motherfuckers, one life, and you can't do it for your mom. You can't do it for your dad, and you can't even do it for your freaking children. I'm sorry, you just cannot. Mm-hmm. You cannot. If you're in a situation and you are holding on because you think that your kids are gonna be off, baby, it'll toughen them the hell
and
up.
You know what? The way to stop that is don't put a godly look onto humans. You can't put your all into humans like you can God. So instead of thinking, oh, this man gonna make sure I'm secure, make sure I have what I need, make sure. No, you don't, that man ain't God. You need to put your shit in God and be like, okay, God will provide all my needs. My faith will, I will step out on faith and get this done. I want to be happy.
Right.
Then when you get to that point, then you know you've really matured and grown because you're just like, you know what? It's not for me.
But also,
I got a little before
you got in that relationship, you were loving. Before you got in that relationship, you were lovable. Before you got in that relationship, you were goofy and happy. It doesn't take anything away.
It adds
and it multiplies and it lets you know what love isn't to you. You see what I'm saying? So, and sometimes you just might not have been ready. You know, a lot of people get into a lot of these relationships and stuff like that, and they're just not ready. You got to give yourself
so much.
Because
they be looking for help. They be looking for a place to stay, somebody to have all day. You know, when I say making love and all this stuff sexually. And somebody.
God damn it.
They just be needing.
Thank God.
Please don't say that.
Not like that.
Okay, but that was serious though. On the cool, like you have to really, like you said, that goes back to Keisha. You have to be in tune with yourself. That goes back to you. You have to be yourself and love who you are, and make sure that they're adding to your cup and not taking away. That has to be where you're not checking out. You're actually growing your progress and then loving where you are. So when you get to that and you feel fulfilled, you know it's not time to check out. You know it's not time to buy.
No, I'm telling you, stop checking out people and check in with your goddamn self. Like, don't check out. There's no reason to check out because when you check out, I guarantee you that person or whatever situation that you in is checking in and they see that you are checked out and they gonna run you for
death. And
guess
what? When they find out, my thing is when somebody is ignoring you because you're in a relationship or even at a job, your manager can ignore you, your mate can ignore you. That's just teaching me how to be without you when you leave my life. So that's that checking out. When people can check out and act as though you're not there or they're ignoring you or treating you like shit, that you ain't doing nothing.
Baby, check out if you want to, because you check out. I'm working overtime on me.
Without your ass, okay? So check out, like you said, check into yourself and know what's not fulfilling you and check out on the bullshit.
And if you're not able to, if you're not all the adjectives that Juwan explained previously, you have to understand and figure out why. You have to do the work on yourself. And that goes back to going to therapy, reliving that trauma, and fixing yourself.
Because I guarantee you, how you feel about yourself and how you see yourself is normally what's standing right in freaking front of you. It truly is. It truly is. And when you know who you are, and it's like, I know I left a relationship because once I started to transform my life and transform my mind and say, you know what? That life that I wanted, I didn't freaking want anymore. It wasn't even mine. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Labels of clothes, all that shit, it did not matter to me anymore. What mattered to me was my freaking happiness. And so I checked out of a whole freaking relationship because, not checked out, checked in with myself, sorry. Mm-hmm. But I left it just because, I'm sorry, we were supposed to be gone. But
no, we're going to go ahead and do this for an hour and jump into the next topic.
Okay. Let's do it.
This is going to be our first hour show.
Okay. Well, you want to go ahead? And this
no,
is be.
I want you to finish what you were saying.
Okay. And it could just be like a part two or whatever.
Okay.
You want to go there? Okay. Story time. So a brief little thing, you guys. So normally, if you've been watching, you'll see that I say that I've been through some shit in my life, right?
He needs teeth.
So here's the thing. black people do meth. Okay. No, wait a minute. For real. No, for real. Like black
Frisco. We're trying to be. I'm a bartender. I'm trying to be on the slide. Make her a drink.
We ain't gotta be on the slide. We gotta be on the slide. We friends.
Yeah, we friends. We friends. We're trying to make them become our friends.
Yeah, and so like it's story time. So for real, like you guys, I went through some things in my life, and we'll probably touch back on it at some point, like with drug use and mental health and things like that.
Drugs. Girls yeah. on drugs.
So your boy right here, did some meth, right?
Oh, wait a minute.
I did.
I did not know this.
I did.
Do I have to pretend like I didn't know her?
Bitch, you knew.
You know.
Bitch, you knew. So here's the thing. So I did a little meth, right? Because
just
I had some.
Just a little?
I vacationed for a few years. For a couple of years.
Yeah. You
for,
became meth.
Let me tell you something.
You were meth.
I took a sabbatical. You know what I'm saying?
But he didn't get in touch with Jesus on this one.
I did.
You might have, though, on the cool. I take that back.
I did.
I retract.
I truly
I
did.
Do, I believe
so,
you can, because I've done it on shrooms.
Man, dog, I hate you, dude.
So Marcus, Texas, y'all know what's up.
No, but I mean,
they probably like, why she ain't talking about her drug use?
Okay, so here we go. So here we go. Story time.
Okay.
So, basically, I was on meth. I went to rehab, you guys. I did. Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah, I sure did. I sure did.
I know
did.
That I'm just playing surprise.
You did?
No, for real. I went to rehab and everything and stuff, and it was a cool thing. Thank God I had met my deductible. It was 100% free. But yeah, so I went to rehab. Once I went into rehab with a whole relationship. A whole relationship. I did. And then once
were
I got
they on
into
meth also?
No.
So they didn't know.
No, like they found out.
This is a trigger for me. Like, I want to get high. Like,
yeah, like they found out. It's a,
I don't mean on meth.
Like, it's a whole story. Like, no one knew. No one knew. Y'all didn't know. No one knew I was on meth or anything like that. But I was on
you
it.
You told me.
Well, I did. Oh, but yeah. I mean,
after the fact.
After.
No, I knew when I saw the video of you and you were like pretty small when you sent it to me.
I was tiny, huh?
Yeah, he was tiny.
But let me tell you something.
And
I thought I was fine as one.
Yes, he did, because you sent the video
I
to me.
I thought I was sexy as hell. All rib cage.
I couldn't tell you shit.
But no. So I went in there with a relationship. I came out. My mind was transformed, right? I decided I wanted to quit a life, because sometimes when you quit, you win. Look at the situations. Look at the blessings. Look at where we are right now,
ooh,
right?
How good you look.
You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good.
You look good,
I
friend.
Feel good. Ooh,
you
I feel, ooh. So I feel good. You know, I really feel good. But once I got out of that rehab, and then I chose to go to sober living, I chose to do the work, I chose to go to meetings
and
all throughout the day.
And you're even a sponsor. Yeah, you were very active in your recovery.
I was a bomb-ass sponsor, you guys.
It.
People didn't understand it.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to tap yourself on your own back. Why, bitch? Because it's there. Hello. But no, for real. Okay. Once I got out of that relationship, you guys, I mean, once I got out of rehab and my mind had transformed, I had different outlooks on my life. I had different goals. I had different requirements that came with where I wanted to go and who I saw for myself.
Different expectations.
I did. Mm-hmm. I did. And I was trying to fix myself and fix the situation all in tandem. But that situation did not want to be fixed. It just did not. It was like, but not realizing that my choices over here did cause some shit over here. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Not understanding that at that time. But guess what? Who gave a damn? Mm-hmm. I see that I can live a life. I see that there's a way out. There is always a way out. And the way out is going within, because you went within in order to get there. So therefore, you have the answers in order to get out. You truly do. So sometimes it's not about prayer. It's about going inside of your head. Bitch, how did I get here? Bitch, I drove. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Get back in the car, turn around.
And were you on social media during this time? Because I remember you sending me some videos. I didn't know.
During the time when I was going through it, because, like, I was by myself. I was by myself. I shut out everything social media, which we're going to talk about. I shut out social media and everything. And I decided, you know what? I don't care what kind of friend you were. I needed to see how I felt. I needed to know what I went through. And I started researching. I went to shamans and I started meditating and everything. So everything had changed. And everything that made me my authentic self, that actually was crying to get out in the first freaking place. Once that authentic self was in front of the person that I thought was the love of my life.
Who is this?
The person that I thought was the love of my life.
I need to know. Just say a city.
The person I thought was the love of my life.
You know who.
Yeah. And so that's.
I just need to know.
Yeah.
I've had it all confused the whole time.
Yeah. The person that I thought was the love of my life.
I'm just saying.
Literally.
I didn't ask him. He'll tell you I had the wrong stuff.
She did.
I did. And I fixed it. Now.
That's that comprehension,
I had your
you guys.
Shit too.
No, you didn't. You had
I
it
did.
Right.
No, I did not have it right.
You did.
Correct.
You
me.
Did.
You did. I told y'all she was nice.
You did.
Look, I told y'all she was nice. No, I did not.
You
friend,
did.
You corrected me. Your friend.
No. No. No, but no, for real.
The guy want me to elaborate. No, I'm playing, friend. I love you. Okay, well let me that was too deep. Let me tell y'all.
He
something.
Never got through it.
No, finish. No, I was saying that was just too deep, me and
for y'all, cause I'm like, oh, I wanna know. So that's gonna help
no,
y'all.
You gonna... already know.
I
don't know.
Oh, I do.
I don't know.
Oh, I do. But anyways.
Keisha is a pimp. That's
anyways, to make it damn, Keisha.
I mean, I don't know what she's talking about. It's the
I
liquor.
Was just joking. It is.
She said it's
the red cup.
No,
it's
baby.
My friend is a beast. I don't care what she say.
She's amazing.
She is.
But no, like.
She downplays herself.
To make it short and not to make it long, when my authentic self was standing in front of the person that I thought was the love of my life, they did not receive me. They did not see me. You see what I'm saying? And I went through a stage of, I used to call it patheticness. No, for real. I used to call it patheticness of it was basically like, oh, my God, I cooked. Here you go. Oh, my God, I've ironed your clothes.
Yeah.
Here you go. So it was more
acceptance.
Of a see me type of a situation. And then I realized this person just does not see me. But I see me. And I see where I'm going. I see where I'm going. And you know what I'm saying? So once I went to...
Y'all know
to,
once it gets so deep, my ADD start kicking.
I mean, and it's been going
and
for
again,
about 20 minutes.
And again, every group of friends have one. And,
this and is, I ain't got, it's me.
This is ours. And she wears it proudly. Hello. No, but yeah. So I did. I went from...
You don't have to make my titties bounce that bitch. Oh, damn. Hey,
I did. I went from a see me type of situation to you're gonna see me to bitch, you see me.
We look, see
look,
you.
Okay, look, we didn't see you. We didn't see me. We didn't see
right.
Her.
So, basically,
you got me over here deep.
No. Because so basically, what we're saying. So
come
basically,
on.
What I'm saying is to you guys, it's that
pastor.
Okay. So if these people do not see you, like you see yourself, whether it's a job, whether it's your friends, whether it's your relationship, and if your kids are over 18, let it be your kids too. Live for you. Live for now. Live for the present. And live to be happy.
Be happy.
And just enjoy the world, you guys. So,
but let's make that stream into
the social media.
How does social media influence you in society, even your relationships? How, like, because I know that. Too many likes. What? You don't like this one?
Oh, yeah.
She's looking at it like she got some stuff to say.
Do you feel that or do you not feel that? Okay, so my thing is, too many likes from a dude on my picture makes my dude go into uproar.
You got fans now.
Let me tell you something. I have screenshots. My dude has pretty much taken the social media thing by storm. Like, he does not like it. He doesn't like it, and he feels like people cross boundaries and show different disrespect. And I'm like, I love social media because I have a mass comm degree. And guess what? I like to promote. I like to market. Why not? I've never used social media as a black planet or
What is that thing with the fish?
As whatever. A data site. Exactly. Plenty of fish.
A so what? The people that are out there hoeing.
A dating site.
I'm sorry, not in my life. We have Grindr.
That's the game. Tinder.
You know. Tinder. We have Grindr. We have Jack. And, you know, Adam for Adam.
Look at him, Adam for Adam. I'm going to look at that just because I want to see who's on there.
Go on there. Your husband might be on there. But but I'm just saying. Ooh. Sorry, you guys.
Take it. Oh, I love that part. But I was just saying how, you know, social media, people that are being hoes on there making money, I'm jealous. No, but what I am trying to say is y'all have ruined it for those of us that just want to promote.
Now, wait a minute. So here's the thing. If it's a like, too many likes, right?
No, it was to the point where...
Or is like, it messages? Are they coming in your inbox or is it messages or is it the likes?
And I don't want y'all to stop liking my shit because... It's just like...
Oh, well, you just put that out there.
No, I'm just saying, like, it'll be like, if it's one dude and he's inboxing and liking and liking and liking and liking everything, I could say I had shit for breakfast.
Inboxing like, or nah. Just hitting the likes?
Both.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Don't take his side.
No. This is when accountability steps in, goddammit. No, for real. It's just true. So if you see, no, it's not even about the titty. It's not about the titty. What it's about is that if you see that it is causing friction within your life, which is right here. So you didn't already talked about it. Now, if you don't like it, you could block them.
Right. Or you could stop doing it.
Guess what?
And it's not about stopping doing it. If they're coming in disrespectfully,
I haven't had anybody do that disrespectfully. Unless, like, let me take you out or let's take a spin around the block. Is that disrespectful?
What? Do they see that you're in a relationship?
I mean,
yes.
Because most of the pictures I see, you're in there with your man.
I am. I love my man. So it's disrespectful.
So it is disrespectful.
See,
so you got
to tell me I'm wrong.
God damn it, you're wrong, nigga. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God. Y'all trying to, okay, so let me keep my place to stay.
And just
see, she
let me keep my kids.
Because honestly, you are. Let me tell you, when it comes
to
social media,
it doesn't mean anything. It's a joke to me. Like I'm goofy. If you knew
okay.
Because when girls hit on him and they be thinking he flirting, no, he's goofy. He ain't flirting. He just goofy.
So but like, they, you think he goofy?
Oh, I think he's very goofy.
Now they might think he.
Well, shit.
The bees and knees, baby.
Anybody out there think he is, please let me know.
Baby, the bees and knees. And does bees really have knees?
But no. Turn me on if somebody thought he was sexy. Like,
no.
I haven't seen that.
It's my mic on. Turn it off.
No, but I'm just saying, no, for real, like, you are in charge of your social media. You are. You are in charge of what you see. You are in charge of what comes through. I mean, you are in charge of how you feel when it comes through.
I don't give a damn if it's 1,700 bitches liking his shit. I'm going to be excited. Ooh, finally
but
somebody likes
you. But that's you. That's not him. And everybody's not you.
Ooh, he just.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, everybody's
you
not you.
You don't know what his.
Oh, my
that
God.
May
and that might be, that might be something.
Right here they his
now, let's get back to this communication. Now, he communicated to your ass that he didn't like it. Okay?
Oh,
or
and he'll communicate to them. He'll go to their inbox.
Oh, okay. Well, because you didn't handle it.
Exactly.
I guess the way
he's
that it needed
aggressive.
To be handled. Now, let me ask you this.
Take his side.
I'm joking. Like, I'm for real. Like, you sometimes you got to put the stop to it if you see that it's affecting the
what
situation.
Is
this a part of the self sabotaging though?
No, this is somebody I really want to be with. This is not the self stop. I've already done the self stop.
Okay, so if you really want to be with that person and you see yourself in the long run
I'm
with this person,
who I am.
Well, it's not about the change.
Titties will be out. Ass
why
will
do
be
you
popping.
Like it?
Is it, I love attention.
Is he giving you enough?
She took it there, y'all.
Damn,
Keisha. I'm not gonna have a place to stay today.
That's why she said you're not nice.
That's exactly why.
Oh, God, girl, pack your bag.
My kids need a place to stay.
That bitch is on the street.
And these are his kids.
No.
Yeah, he is. Oh my God. But you out.
I told y'all meet me at the bar.
Oh, man.
And he's that cool that he would let me check out for a couple days and watch of my kids.
No, go back. Go back.
Listen.
Go
back. What I'm saying.
You said, is he giving you enough attention?
Is he giving you enough if you're craving that attention?
He gives me too much.
That, and he may know that. That's why he's insecure about the situation when somebody else gives it to you because he's not doing it.
Well, I wouldn't say.
This bitch knows me, and I'm
okay.
Sick of it.
You know, sometimes words cut. I wouldn't say insecure. Maybe he's unsafe. You know,
he knows these words. Now, what it is social media then turn into a whole. Whole spot.
You know, to me, it's like, you don't know. Okay, you may know that it's nothing with him, but you don't, I don't know the other person's intentions.
Exactly.
So if you like their picture and they, you know, they may know you. I mean, like my social media, my page isn't updated. It's,
they be popping. You get my 500 likes. They love Keisha.
She's got a little
over here.
But I'm
so y'all know
saying,
she popping.
And what do you do?
What?
Oh. It's a ski wee thing. I'm not finna get in trouble.
But, you know, I'm just saying that you don't know the other person's intention. So if you like their picture and then here they come in your inbox and you may not have no intention other than you just like their picture. Right. You ain't now they in your inbox. Now what? How do you handle that? Do you ignore it? You know what I'm saying? But when you start engaging.
You know what? Here's the thing, you guys. I don't even see what the big deal is. Because No, I'm going to put it to you like this. Ooh. Like I be telling like anybody that I'm with, baby, it don't take much for you to say, I'm with someone. It's disrespectful. Can you stop? If they do it again, block they fucking ass because they are not respecting your boundaries.
I thought everybody was going
to
take my side.
No, bump that because people be going all around the bushes and everything and stuff like, my God and stuff. No, it ain't that. Look, I'm with someone.
Yeah.
I'm with someone. If you with them, you with them. Now, if it's because of the attention, then I get it. But if it's like affecting my situation.
Oh my God.
If it's affecting my situation, baby, please.
I'm bowing out on this.
No,
hell no.
Stay afloat.
You better double dutch your ass right on back in here.
You know I will have two for a place to stay.
I mean, you guys, you know, we're talking about healing ourselves as well. You know, we be joking a lot and stuff.
Yes, it's
but
a joke.
But me, I'm always serious.
That's what I'm saying. Because, I do joke a lot. But there was a point in time that I was not here. And I'm still growing. Yeah. And I'm still transforming. I'm still trying to find peace. There are many times that I'm like, I will tell. Like I told you at work, I will break your fucking mouth.
Oh, my God.
And I didn't want to say, you know who you are.
He told me about the story.
Yes, know what I'm saying? And those are the moments that are like downing on me. I can't, you know what I'm saying? Like that's my belly whack. You know what I mean? That's for me to handle.
I'm turning into Mary. I'm covering my eyes.
But when it comes to social media, for me,
you be going hard on that social media. So whoever you with has got to be confident and secure. And that's why I like your guy, because you can do whatever you want and you'll be looking all sexy and hot on them little videos. I know it'd be people trying to, because I've had friends be like, and I'm like, no. And then you're like, So you a damn lie. And you be going hard on that social media. So the guy you're with, I love because he's secure. My guy that I'm with is not playing that shit.
The guy that I'm with.
I was waiting on it. Let's get into it.
The guy that I'm with knows my purpose. The guy that I'm with.
That big body he put you in today. He brought you in a big body, baby.
The guy that I'm with.
We'll call him Ghost.
Yeah. The guy that I'm with, he just basically, he sees who I am. I verbalized it this time in this particular relationship. It's not, oh my God, let's see where this is gonna go. This is who the hell I am. This is where I'm trying to go. These are my dreams. These are my aspirations. This is how I see myself, and he roots me on. Now, do I go full out? No, I don't get up and get right on it. It's a time frame. I show up and I check into my life and all of my social media that I have is positive. I learned a lot of things.
And I know he loves it because I see him in the comments. That's what I like.
Well, yeah. Because I'm out there not doing anything scrupulous. And if anybody does, and it really hasn't been anyone to, a funny thing, there hasn't been anyone to come into my inbox with that rigmarole.
I'm going tonight and see what he says. I'm going to say I like you tonight.
It hasn't, because you know why? It's because I don't.
Keisha got the church face.
But I will put it to you like this. No one come. I'm not saying it's not your situation, but for me, uh-oh, I think what it is that when I put my shit out there, I don't put out an energy of anything but, hey, this is what's going on. Let it inspire you. Let it change your life. Let it bring life to life. Let it do this. Mm-hmm. It ain't nothing like, let me come lick you up and down. Ooh, let me come send an Uber for you.
That's what I'm trying to get off.
Hey, do you say stop?
Them old schools don't know nothing about you. Tell me the place
you better, bitch.
You won't just stop.
You know, what? But I don't put that energy out there, so I don't get that energy back. I think... It's just me.
It's Nicole. Okay.
It's just Nicole.
No, but I'm gonna say that I understand where you're coming from and I feel where you come from. But my thing is when you are not where you want to be in your life.
Oh wow.
So you take everything you see on social media like it's somebody attacking you.
But you know what? And then
it's
let me
about
tell
you not loving yourself.
But let me tell you something, you guys. And I'm gonna say it like this: social media is not a real freaking place.
It's not
a real place.
It's called not. Meta.
It's not a real place.
That's Facebook. Okay.
But I do see that it does have a reflect on reality.
Social media.
It has a reflect on reality, but it's not a real freaking place. I don't need your likes. I love me. You know what I mean?
I like my own shit. That's how much I'm into myself. I like my own shit.
It's
everybody
my
call
me. It's her song.
I like my shit.
Cut her mic off. No. No.
You not because I'm putting on social media.
Social media is a beautiful thing, though. If you want it to be beautiful, it's beautiful. I love connecting with people from across the pond, across the lake.
Shit, across from school. Y'all know I gotta like the mood. Y'all too serious. My ADD kick in when y'all get too serious.
Hold a hand, friend. So here's what it is. Social media is gonna be whatever you want it to be. That was actually the little topic and everything. But it's gonna be what you want it to be. So if you are scrolling down your TL, and I learned to say TL from my niece because it makes me, you know, relatable.
And it makes us not like we're 80s babies.
When I say timeline, you know, they speak I am, you know. So, oh my God, what's going on in my TL?
What?
I am.
What is that?
I don't know.
Look, y'all folks in here, we got these young folks. See, we 80s babies. Some of us was born in
79. I'm not even an 80s, bitch. I'm straight up 80.
I was born in 80,
and you really need that. And I'm younger than all of y'all, actually.
What?
Yes, I am.
You got life.
Yes,
when is your birthday?
Am.
When is
June
your
June 23rd.
What year?
July.
1980.
So shut up. I knew that.
I'm trying to reel it back. I realized.
You're the oldest.
Okay. Well, damn it. Respect me, damn it.
You look good. Look, respect your elders.
Well, damn it, I'm going to take this off because we're going to go ahead and get up off of here and everything. So respect your elders, motherfucker.
I wanted to talk and tap into... social media. I wanted to tap into how social media is a motherfucker.
You was the first person
what
to tap.
What is it that you want to say?
What did it do to you?
I love social media.
You love
social
it?
Social media got me getting lipo and shit. Social media got me on point. I look at all the shit my dudes like, all them bad bitches, and I was like, I got to be a bad bitch. Oh. It made me go to the gym. It made me do
extra sit-ups. Baby, social media that made you cut your body.
Yes, I was doing 1,000 sit-ups so that I could be a bad bitch. I wanted my hair done, my nails done, my feet. All day, a bad bitch. It's on social media for my man.
Well, what are you doing for you?
I'm doing the same thing. That's what I want. I want to be happy. And when I'm happy, I'm healthy. And when I'm healthy, I'm high. So it's like,
well, if
I'm
anybody, here's the thing. Your happiness is your happiness. And if don't nobody else understand your happiness, as long as you do, that's all that freaking matters.
Understand my happiness too. He understands it.
With that being said, you guys, we want to thank you for
We're
tuning
not
in.
It out. We got 2 minutes.
Shut it down.
Thank you so much.
I don't want to shut it down, John.
Keisha.
Oh, no, that's not John. That's Latif.
Speaking of teeth.
Let him close out the show with his shit. Come on, go ahead.
Speaking of, all I heard was teeth, damn it. Okay, so speaking of teeth, you guys, I did give a little bit of the information of how I lost my teeth. So I am in the business of trying to discover some teeth these days, and I had Delta Dental. They really don't cover anything but cleaning. So if there's anybody out there, again, that is looking for a challenge in their lives and everything and stuff like that, I'm looking for about 8 of them over the year because I want spares just in case. Baby, look, these bitches are expensive. Okay, I don't want to bring. And I don't want to flap her, but I don't give a damn. Oh, it's about being transparent. So thank you guys so much for looking at this amazingness that is occurring, and thank you for growing with us.
You and these word amazingness. I remember you came up with another word. You got me using it. It was something else you came up with, and I was like, damn, I'm talking like Juwan.
Listen, the day that they turned the
Juwan's LeBron reality.
Oh, yes, because the day that they turned the pound sign into a goddamn hashtag, bitch, I can do it too. Oh, so we're out, okay? And thank you. We love you.
No, we love y'all so much to the point where we want you to, come on, Keisha, what you say?
Oh, click like, share, and subscribe.
All of it. We on YouTube, Google Play. We are on Apple. We are on Instagram. Y'all have got to get on there. Follow us.
iHeart.
iHeart. Thank you. iHeart. What was the last one, babe?
Spotify.
We are on all those. And go to us, @ElasticConversations.
That's
go
on Instagram.
To the link in the yes. Go to the link in the bio and watch all of our episodes.
Is it by you? Man, dog, like this is true.
We down, down in the bayou.
I tell you, hoes, I'm Louisiana, so. Oh
my God. All right, why are you
I'm
like this?
Look, just cut it off. This is when I know when it's time to bow out.
Yes, thank you. We're done, right?